Many groups of immigrants made their first steps towards economic success in this country by focusing on one type of business. Think Korean groceries or Chinese laundries. When people from Gujarat, India began arriving in the 1940s, some families found a niche running small, cheap hotels. In the final part of our series on immigrant entrepreneurs, NPR's Laura Seidel looks at how some of these Indians transformed those beginnings.
Mukesh Malji was 12 years old when he came to San Francisco from India with his family. He says the hotel business seemed like a natural fit for them.
We came from farms where we lived on the farm, farmed. You know, your wife was there, your kids were there, your dog was there, whoever else was there, all your employees were there. A hotel is exactly that. It's the farm of today, right? If you live at the property, you know, your wife is there, your kids are there, your dog's there, and, you know, so are all your employees.
Initially, the Indian families ran residential hotels, the kind that people could live in for years. Early on, members of each family had to chip in and do the work, recalls Shantaban Patel. Patel's husband, now deceased, was among the first families to arrive in San Francisco and run a hotel.
It was big hotels, about more than 100 rooms or something, you know. And then everybody were working themselves. They cannot afford to hire the people because it was 50 cents a night room.
Initially, the Gujarati immigrants leased the hotels. Then, in the early 1960s, they began to buy. Not with money from bank loans, but with cash from handshake deals, says Raman Patel, no relation to Shantaban. Patel's father was among the first to buy.
They used to give money to their relatives, friend, or you just know this guy. You say, he's a friend of my friend. Okay, take $2,000. That's how we do it. You just give them a check or cash, and that's it. And normally, within a one-year time, you'll get your money back.
More Indians arrived in the U.S., and they bought motels and hotels in cities around the country. Most had the last name Patel because they were from a Hindu farming caste in Gujarat. That became the root of a joke. In many areas, people called them Patel motels. That stereotypical image emerged in the movies with the popular 1991 film Mississippi Masala, which focuses on an Indian family that owns a motel in small town Mississippi.
Hello, may I help you? Room.
Do you have any hourly rates?
Yes, sir. 1 hour, 2 hour, full night. Our motto is customer always comes first.
So, what's your hourly rate?
12.50, sir.
But times have changed, at least for many Indian families. If you like cabaret music, critics say the Plush Room at the York Hotel in downtown San Francisco is one of the best places in the country to hear it. The club attracts top acts like Betty Buckley and Patti LuPone. Tonight it's Julie Budd.
Shall I catch a shooting star? Shall I bring it where you are? If you want me to ever be.
2 years ago, the Amin Group purchased the York. The company is owned by members of the Amin family. The York is nothing like the residential hotel they ran in the 1950s. It's mid-priced in a landmark. When it was still called the Empire, it was featured in Alfred Hitchcock's classic film, Vertigo. Mike Amin is a third-generation hotelier. You won't find him behind the front desk. He's got a management company that helps him market and run the York. Amin Group paid more than $10 million for the hotel.
It's a historical hotel with an entertainment component. It kind of intrigued me because I just say, eventually a hotel has to have a story to sell itself. The operation now kind of sees that and kind of brings those two components together, and it becomes more of a novelty for people to come and experience rather than people just to come and take a night's rest.
The York is one of more than 18 hotels in California and Texas owned by the Amin Group. The family's success is not a fluke among the Indians in the hospitality business. Many families have leveraged initial real estate investments to buy more hotels and motels, says Raman Patel.
Our family was very successful. We bought one property in 1960, $200,000. Sold it in 82 for $2.8 million. So that's the asset. I mean, our property went up in value by sleeping.
Then he says the second generation began to move out of owning independent hotels and motels.
And in the 90s, they really got an experience, and you get the loan from the bank, and then you end it in your franchise.
The American Hotel and Lodging Association says today nearly 40% of all hotels and motels in the U.S. are owned by East Indians. Now the younger generation is better educated and more versed in the American way of doing business. Still, there are many Indian families running single motels and hotels around the country. But descendants of the original families, like Mike Amin, say the model that worked 50 years ago isn't right for today's market.
If today a recent immigrant wants to come and buy a hotel, yeah, sure, there's going to be niches in marketplaces where you might find some 20, 30, 40 room property in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. But the point is, more of this consolidation that is occurring in the marketplace, you see less and less opportunity.
Those who have been here for nearly 5 decades say they feel lucky to have come when they did. As he sits in a friend's beautiful living room, Raman Patel cannot believe the trajectory of his life.
I came in 55, and somebody tell me in 40 years you're going to be living in $2 million, I would say, are you crazy? I couldn't believe that.
Something has been lost over those 50 years, says Patel. Gone is the small community where everybody knew one another. But so are those days when everyone in the family worked long hours, 7 days a week, to keep one hotel running. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.